beloved radio friends, once more we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. It is a happy privilege, as well as a great responsibility, to come today again with the ministry of the precious and the holy Word of God. We continue our study in the Galatian Epistle, and we shall read today from verses 6 and 7 in the chapter before us, chapter number 4. For here we shall learn much more information concerning the superior place and the privileges that the gospel of Christ has brought the believer into, whether that believer is a Jewish or a Gentile believer, brought them into a condition and into a privilege which the Mosaic law could never do. Paul addresses these words directly to his Galatian converts by saying, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." May God bless by the Holy Spirit the reading of these words, but most of all, by the ministry from these words, may the Spirit illumine our hearts and minds to the glory of God and the blessing of our souls. These Galatian believers, who were previously in the grossest form of ignorance as well as idolatry, by God's grace, through faith in Christ, were taken out of that former condition, and they were made sons of God, without ever passing through any intermediate experience or steps. What they had done, they had repented of their sins. They had received the gospel by faith, and they had become children of God. Now think with me of the wonderful place that we are in when we are the children of God. For as we have it in the Word of God before us in this sixth verse, we have come into perfect as well as intimate communion with the one who is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in relationship to that same blessed God, we are able to cry to him, Abba, Father. Now, without question of doubt, a little explanation of these two names would be of great help and blessing, I'm sure. First, may we express and state that the word Abba, that name, is an Aramaic word. You find it three times in the New Testament. You find it in Mark chapter 14 and verse 36. You find it in Romans 8 and verse 15. And here again in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. A little bit of explanation regarding its origin as far as we can determine. In the traditional teaching of the Jews, it is stated that slaves were forbidden to address the head of the family by this title, Abba. But Greek-speaking Jews, they added the Greek word father to it from the language which they used. And the two words together, Abba and Father, they express, on one hand, the love, and on the other hand, the intelligent confidence of the child in the parent. Now, the Lord Jesus used this expression of Abba when he prayed in Gethsemane, saying, and let me quote what he prays in Mark 14 and verse 36. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what thou wilt. Oh, how precious to realize the very expression taken on the lips of the Son of God in the crucial crisis of Gethsemane and Calvary was an expression of his devotion to the Father, as well as the confidence that was his in the Father in the hour of his deepest anguish. Now again it is used, as we have suggested, in Romans 8, chapter 8 and verse 15 of Romans by Paul. We read the words, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." This complete verse of Galatians 4 and verse 6 reveals how believing Jews, who were expressly redeemed from under the law and brought into sonship, he had not only been brought out of sin, but from the law. And the Gentile who knew nothing of the law had to be brought out of his sins when converted. And when he was brought out, he was at once under the sunshine of God's grace. But here is the precious privilege, as Romans 8 declares. Both believing Jew and Gentile have the same privilege of relationship and blessing. They are the sons of God, and each of them can say by the Spirit, "Abba, Father," for it is a cry that the Holy Spirit alone produces in the believing soul. In the Savior in whom you and I now stand before God, my fellow believer, you and I can address that blessed God in love and in confidence and say from our hearts, "Abba, Father." Now, may I ask, do we Christians properly appreciate what is involved in this blessed relationship of communion and fellowship we have with God? You may indeed find many people who admire God's great creation and whose hearts may dwell upon the wonders of the heavens as well as the earth. But wonder of all wonders, there is nothing which can be compared with the joy that can be of believers when in experience and great joy he knows and she knows this divine relationship with the Father above. And with joy the believer's heart can experience that great joy when by his Spirit he calls upon God personally and can say to him with love and intelligence, "Abba, Father." My beloved Christian, will you think with me of what was our past condition when we were in our sins? Then will you consider that God sent his blessed Son to die an atoning death upon the cross to save you and me? But now he is risen and glorified in heaven, and our faith in him has made us his children. We are the sons of God. What a miracle this is. Then what else can we do but in love and worship, through this wonderful relationship, we can say from our hearts, "Abba, Father." But now let us get the conclusion of what Paul brings in verse 7 before us, as he declares, "Wherefore, thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Note very carefully, he does not say what we shall be, but he declares what we are now. Thou art no more a servant, but now thou art a son. If you had been a Jew, as Paul suggests, you would have been the servant of the law. But if you have believed in Christ as a Jew, as he writes, now in Christ you've passed out of that relationship as a slave. You are a son. And likewise in the case of the Galatian Gentile Christians, Paul declares, if you have been an idolater, if you have been a servant of idolatry, you too have passed by receiving Christ into the fullness of the blessing that God now gives to all who have bowed their hearts to him. You are his son. And then the Spirit of God further enlarges upon the fact that we are his sons. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. It is not an heir of many things below, but the heir of God. Not an heir upon the earth merely, but an heir of God. Now, what does it mean to be an heir of God? It means this: what God possesses, what God will have in the future coming glory, he will share with his children. Now, can you comprehend what that glory will be? It will be what Ephesians 1 verse 18, the last clause of the verse, declares, of the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints. It will be what Romans 8 verse 18 declares, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, when we can say we are an heir of God through Christ. Now, beloved, in respect to the Galatian letter, and in regard to the law and its contrast with the gospel, the law could never make us sons of God. The law only made us slaves, and even a Jewish believer has to be delivered from that law through the death of Christ. My fellow friend, you and I must be delivered as Gentiles through faith in the death of Christ from the curse of that law too. But oh, when we are delivered, we are made sons of God. We can call in Abba. We can say Father. And do you think that when we have been made an heir of God, that he will keep anything back from his children? Will he refuse to show us and share with us his coming glory? Never. There may be varied capacities of enjoyment in that coming glory, but for every one of his children, it will be glory. Only glory by and by, wrote the poet, when we've crossed the river to our home on high. Only glory by and by, every heartache gone forever. Only glory by and by. My beloved radio friend, are you a child of God? If not, only the groans of eternal suffering are before you. But if you will receive Christ, you will be sure of eternal glory, for he desires to bring you to his Father and make you an heir of God. We say again, the law cannot make us children of God, nor an heir of God. But thank God, when we believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and by faith rest in him and his finished work of the cross, we are the children of God through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray, may every listener be able to call thee Abba, Father, and may we who are thy children rejoice in doing so, for our Savior's glory. Amen.